South Africa's small business engine is big, and it's under pressure. According to Trade and Industrial Policy Strategies research, formal small businesses contributed roughly 19% of GDP and a third of formal jobs in 2023, while the informal economy added 5% of GDP and 17% of employment. And that's about half of all jobs across the formal and informal small business landscape. Yet, cash flow for these businesses is often tight, and they struggle to get financing, especially for working capital. Today, we are joined by Mike Brandon, Managing Director at Merchant West Working Capital Solutions, to unpack the challenges for SMEs when seeking working capital. Mike, we see how important small businesses are for our economy, yet they face various challenges. Payment frictions persist, difficult lending conditions. It is clear cash conversion cycles and working capital are major concerns for this sector. Do you believe we should shine the spotlight on this even more?
Jeanette, thank you. I absolutely do believe that. I think one only has to look at the news on a daily basis recently and see just how critical this is becoming. If you look across formal employment in South Africa, we see retrenchments coming through thick and fast in the corporate space. And for SMEs to contribute what their potential is to the South African economy, we have to shine that spotlight.
So, Mike, can we perhaps unpack the financing gap a little? What are the biggest blockers? Why are SMEs not getting the financing that they need specifically for working capital as well? What's causing it and how does it impact those SMEs?
So, Jeanette, we've got two big frictions that we see coming through the market. In the first place, it's access to working capital for SMEs. It's estimated that the funding gap in the SME space is approaching 550 billion rand. Now, what that means is that many viable SMEs are just not qualifying for traditional credit. And what we mean by traditional credit is, you know, when an SME would go to a bank and apply for working capital finance for their operations. And there's a number of reasons for that. I think in the first place, SMEs very often are startups. They're newer enterprises and they haven't yet mastered the skills around financial reporting that are required by a lot of the traditional financiers. They may not have established a track record that, you know, positions them well in terms of traditional funder credit policies. They might not have sufficient equity. They might not have mastered the regulatory compliance that traditional financiers look for. So what that means is that there's hurdles everywhere for SMEs. And often they don't get the right advice as to how to overcome those hurdles. And that's before they can actually be advised as to the correct structure that they need for working capital finance and how to optimize cash flow within their businesses. So that's the first big friction that's coming through. The second friction that we see is around timing. You know, an SME typically does not have many large customers. When they do receive orders, they might not at that particular point in time have access to the right finance to take advantage of that opportunity. So what happens is they can't get out the starting blocks. So from my perspective, I think those are two critical constraints that have to be overcome so that we can start to close that gap. Because again, you know, just to go back to your earlier question, unless we close that financing gap, SMEs are not going to be able to reach their potential to help the South African economy to grow. And we all know that we need growth in South Africa. You know, our official unemployment is now over 33%, and it's only going to get worse in the short term. SMEs that we help today, they need time to grow. It doesn't happen overnight. And I think that's something that's often overlooked. And unless we start enabling SMEs today, we're not going to have SMEs contributing to growth in the future.
So you've mentioned, I mean, just it's timing, it's not having necessarily already the right skills or just financial reporting in place. But what are some of the solutions or trends that you are seeing at the moment? How are financial service providers actually stepping up to help so that we could make sure that the SME sector reaches its full potential and assists with employment in South Africa?
The key thing for me is that we've got to move away from staring at the balance sheet of the SME and expecting it to meet rigid credit policies. I think how we're going to solve this is that we need to start financing the deal that the SME has and not the balance sheet of the SME. And I'll unpack what I mean by that. So you have an SME who secures an order from a customer of theirs, and they need cash now to procure the goods and services necessary to meet that order. If financiers take a different approach and they say, let's actually study the underlying transaction, who is the source of cash on this particular transaction? It's the SME's off-taker. Now, if we focus there and we say, are we comfortable that customer of the SME will pay? We can then work backwards, and from that, we can actually start to provide them with liquidity to buy those goods and services and to manufacture, produce, you know, what the order requires, and do that on a consistent basis. So what it's going to take is for financiers to start thinking differently around the risk in the SME market and actually try harder to understand the real risks in those transactions and mitigate those risks in those transactions. Otherwise, these SMEs are just not going to, they're not going to qualify for the finance that they need.
And are you seeing that change happening where financiers are starting to think differently and, you know, work it backwards like you explained and understand the risks differently? Or are we still lacking in South Africa compared to international trends?
So that's an excellent question, Jeanette. I can tell you right now that we're not doing that. I think, and I speak, you know, from a Merchant West perspective, we try very hard to do that within Merchant West because we sense the opportunity of getting that right and what it means for our business. But I think in general terms, I think people are still, from a traditional funder perspective, very risk averse, particularly having come through the COVID pandemic and then the load shedding in 2023, we did see that there was a lot of pressure in the market. There was a lot of pressure on supply chains, and a lot of SMEs failed. And that's a reality. And we can't ignore the fact of that. But in this risk-averse environment, for me, the choice is very simple. South Africa is now staring at an unsustainable unemployment picture. We've got growth rates that are nowhere near sufficient to actually improve the per capita GDP in the country. And what that's putting pressure on is the tax base in the country. It's putting pressure on social services. This is no longer a business strategy. This is now actually a national imperative that anybody in the finance space really has to ask themselves the question and say, as financiers, are we adding enough value through critical analysis of the real risks in SME transactions and doing enough to risk mitigate those transactions so that we can actually help those companies to grow? You know, I go back to the early stages of my career, and what I noticed in South Africa going back to 1998 is that we regularly had new successful SMEs coming into the market and growing up into corporate companies over time. I called it the conveyor belt. And what I've noticed over the last 10 years is that that conveyor belt has basically come to a stop. And I think if we are going to improve the performance in the South African economy, we're going to have to work together, SMEs, financiers, regulators, and really focus on that sector and get that conveyor belt moving again. It could not be more urgent than it is today.
I'm going to ask you, from a Merchant West perspective, what are you doing to kickstart that conveyor belt? I mean, a practical playbook. What are some of the options that you are putting out there in the market? So if there are some of those SMEs that need these solutions, that they can know.
Yes, absolutely. So as I mentioned, the trick to this is to focus on the underlying transaction. So that's what we offer, is solutions that do exactly that. And I'll give you an example. We have an SME who has supplied a corporate or supplied a large customer, and that customer has said to the SME, listen, we'll deal with you, but we're only going to pay you in 60 days' time. Now, that SME, he can't turn that order away. He will do everything he can to meet that order. But remember, his expenses happen in real time. His income comes in at a future date. So we provide very structured invoice discounting solutions around that to say, okay, we will give him a portion of that future receivable in cash today, and we will wait for the debtor to pay at the end of the 60 days, and then we will pay him the balance less the applicable interest and fees. So what that means is that he recovers the bulk of his expenses incurred in real time in meeting that order. So what does that mean for him? His customer will, in all likelihood, deal with him again because they receive the payment terms that they need, and the SME is able to stay in business. And I think that sometimes what is also neglected in the corporate sector is when they insist on payment terms from SMEs, they put the survival of the SME at risk. The SME has to pay his expenses often on a monthly basis. If you consider salaries, rent, installments on equipment, and all the rest of it. And by giving him his cash today, or a portion of his cash today, he can cover those expenses. So what happens is the quality of his goods and services improve, and he is able to consistently meet those orders. So that overcomes the friction that we mentioned earlier around timing. It's all about consistency. So that's one solution that we provide. We also do provide solutions around the financing of inventory, specifically if the SME is a small manufacturer or they are a wholesaler and they need to bring goods in and hold them in stock. We provide solutions in that space. We provide support for import finance where those raw materials are imported. And we also provide purchase order finance, which is where the process starts with the order from the SME's customer. So the commonality between all of those is that we're very focused on the deal, on the transaction, with a secondary focus on the SME's balance sheet.
Maybe just in conclusion, how does all of this tie into broader global goals of financial inclusion? I know we focused on South African growth and the necessity of the SME sector to assist in that growth, but also just, you know, the reach of the SME sector to create financial inclusion in South Africa.
That's 100% correct. I mean, really, the easiest way to summarize it is that accessible working capital is really a jobs policy by another name. You know, you mentioned the global context. The easiest way to describe that is that the future is not what it used to be. If we look at global trends around tariffs, we look at, you know, the advent of technology, AI, the speed and the rates of change. What we know and what we see is that there are going to be more and more people that are going to find themselves in a position where they're going to start an SME in order to survive. And I think that, you know, if you talk about inclusion, if we consider that unemployment statistic, 46% of the youth defined as people 15 to 34 are unemployed. Now, people cannot stay unemployed. They have to generate an income. And they're going to go and they're going to start trying to start businesses. And this is where, you know, access to working capital is the lifeblood of an SME. Without working capital, they simply cannot succeed.
So the future is not what it used to be. I mean, that line carries so much weight. SMEs carry this outsized weight in jobs and growth, but they are not getting the support that they need for sustainability and to improve financial inclusion. But we've heard some of the good news. Alternative working capital rails are starting to appear, from invoice discounting or purchase order finance to import finance. These are being offered, and let's hope that this can restart the new small and medium business pipelines in South Africa to assist in economic growth for our future. That was Mike Brandon, Managing Director at Merchant West Working Capital Solutions.